It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm sorry.
You are a naughty little boy.
And so talented.
I just really, it was there.
Yeah, and you used it. You not made even, it work.
It was really there. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
That was not a recording.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Live.
We're very, very excited. In this break, we're going to be talking to the legendary weatherman, the guy that started it all. What's happening in your neck of the woods, all that? Al Roker.
Albert? Yeah. Is it Albert or Alvin, do you think?
I think it's Aloysius.
Alexander, maybe?
Alexander Roker.
We must ask.
Al Roker will be here. He is he's not only the Today Show weatherman, but he's also host of Celebrity Family Feud. Brand new. Premieres tonight on NBC at 8 o'clock, 7 central. So we will be very excited to talk with Mr. Roker.
Well, sure.
And, gentlemen, I've been giving it an awful lot of thought. We still do not have a person for Friday. We've got the Buzz Babes, of course, coming in on Friday for BYOB Friday. But now that
we need a panelist?
This has become so important, and I don't like to tease the listening audience. That's not what I like. What are you looking at him for? What are you doing? What?
He's monkeying with his microphone.
What are you taking your windscreen off for?
Because my level was very low, and I thought that would be a subtle way of adjusting it.
Listen, you got bigger pipes than any of us. Put that back on. That's the only thing that keeps you normal.
I know. I just can't hear. Oh, now I can
hear. You sound loud and clear to me.
Well, now, yes.
Let me take mine off.
Let me speak softly.
Hello. Hello. This is Dave Jones.
It's an old DJ. He knows who he is. Hey, am I going to be able to talk? Beth Ann, am I going to be able to talk to Al Roker if we don't have a computer screen working here? Are you going to bring him up, Rob? Is that how that's going to work?
I can punch him up, absolutely. God.
First the porn, now someone's taking the computer screen.
And incidentally, no resolution on the porn. Let me put my windscreen back on.
No, the trial must continue.
I thought perhaps we were letting the suspects lull themselves into a false sense of security,
and then we
were going to strike.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but speaking of the porn...
And we were.
We have not resolved that issue, and we have suspects to...
Pull
an inquisition for.
To grill, yes.
Four suspects.
Interrogate. To waterboard.
Sven Lloyd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bo.
Yeah.
Kid from Traffic, right?
Right.
Who's the kid from Traffic?
Ryan.
Ryan. Mm-hmm.
Who's he?
This is with the glorious southern accent
spiky
and the spiky
hair. Oh, the spiky hair. Who else? Any others?
BDK.
There was a fourth, and BDK.
Those were the four people who were spotted on video in the hours in question.
That's great video.
Got the fish chap lips today.
Well, you know what it is?
Why are you reaching behind you?
Because I'm reaching in my pocket.
Not those lips.
When you're a man of larger carriage, Buzz, in order to reach in your front pocket, you have to actually do a double bend backflip. That's the only way you're able to do it successfully. That's what we have to do. We have to figure out about Friday. This is why I say I don't like to tease the listening audience.
Oh, but you do.
No, but I'm telling them right now.
You tease all of us.
Don't get yourself excited yet.
Okay.
All right, please do not. This could be a future endeavor, or it could be as early as this Friday.
Lay it on us.
It really depends on...
Or it could be never.
Or it could be never. Rob's right.
Just spitball in here, kids.
When he's right, he's right. But the fact is, we do need a body. If we're going to bring a listener in for BYOB Friday,
yes,
this listener is really going to have to bring it. This listener is going to have to deliver like nobody has ever delivered before. It's going to have to be incredible.
May I offer this?
Yes, go ahead.
Is it not?
And incidentally, thank you for the Doug speak. The attorney to whom I don't speak anymore.
Well, I thought maybe, you know.
Not because it's a feud, just because he's not my attorney anymore. He doesn't represent me anymore, so I don't speak to him. But that was my attorney used to say that at all times.
Oh, the memory.
Let me offer this. I always loved it.
Is it not a little too early in the BYOB Friday legacy to bring an outsider in?
Yeah, absolutely. Outsider.
So I asked.
However, I mean,
to
yesterday.
Think it through. I'm not saying not to do it. I'm just saying think it through.
Rob Spiewak, the listener's friend.
Always.
But Rob, think of it. Okay, we've been mining for gold here at the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
The Junkies were scheduled to come in this Friday. I was all set to have them come in.
Right.
They've got a golf tournament or something going on this Friday. They've got some
charity
commitment.
Work.
They're constant candy striping.
That's right.
They're going to be doing some candy striping this Friday, so they're not going to be able to come in. So you know, and then after that, you know, what are we going to do? Fly Jim Rome in for it? I mean, he's not coming, and I wouldn't want him coming in anyway. You
true
know?
Enough.
He doesn't
Drew?
Live here like we all live here.
No.
Oh, Dr. Drew in a heartbeat.
Yes, that'd be fun.
But he would commit all of us.
That's
if he
true.
Was here.
He'd take us with him.
He'd have us into a celebrity rehab, and we'd do that. But I really want to either, you know, if we're starting to get dry here, you know what did that? You know what really jogged me into that yesterday?
What?
When Beth Ann brought up Bo. We're not, you know, we had BDK, and now
there's only six employees in the building.
I know. But they'd all come in, you know, and then we got, who do we have? We have Matt Goldstein.
Mm-hmm.
Matt's not going to bring it for a whole show.
No,
you know?
He can't. He can't.
Chad and Oscar are wonderful because they're trained professionals and they do what we do. And even when Chad is brooding, Chad's more fun to have in here than you know, BDK or Matt Goldstein. No offense to either one of those gentlemen.
None taken.
So you then who do you have left? You have the salespeople, right?
Right.
Well, that's
and,
never any fun.
Starting with Leo Donahoe,
and you have dry, cracked lips from riding your motorcycle.
Oh, Leo could come in.
God, about a windscreen.
I swear to God, it's like this coating is forming over my chapped lips. They're starting to. This is like Ice Station Zebra.
So if we,
it's a very old reference for a movie that starred Rock Hudson.
Howard Hughes' favorite film. He used to watch it over and over again.
One of the few films that my old man took me to. So that's why I remember that.
So if we examine our sales staff, we could have Leo in for a short beer.
Right.
We could have Beth Ann.
Listen to how anti-listener he is.
Who else on the sales staff could we bring in?
He's trying to think of anybody who can help.
Leo Donahoe does not.
Shondell.
Shondell's wonderful.
Uh-huh. The best, perhaps.
But Shondell is lovely. I would like Shondell as a compliment to
Fraulein Gomez.
Fraulein Gomez. Sure.
See, here's the problem with that. I mean, we were looking for a guy because we're going to have a room full of babes.
That's right.
So we need balance.
We shouldn't have any of our lovely lady friends.
To that,
I have vastly underestimated Rob's disdain for our listening audience.
And tear.
But here's the deal.
And tear.
I said it again. I'm guilty. That's what I will say.
That's the deal, Mike?
That is my verbal crutch, but I always want to explain the deal, because really, this show, since we've been doing it,
No one ever chastised Billy Crystal for saying, you look marvelous.
This is just one big deal.
It is a big deal.
I think, what's the deal? And I'm just going to say this once, we will visit this later.
Yes.
We will not visit it right now, because I will not entertain calls. I swear to God, please. No calls
Hold
about this
calls.
Subject.
Ah, here we are with Mr. Roker.
Oh, thank God he has saved.
He can call.
He has saved the day.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's bring him on because, you know, we're going down a slippery slope with this discussion about listener involvement anyway. Without further ado, greetings, ladies and gentlemen, to the best summertime dresser in all of television.
Mm-hmm.
I give you Al. What's
thank
happening
you.
In your neck of the woods, Roker?
Thank you.
Al. How many they have you doing today, Al? How many on the radio tour are you doing today?
Well, we did a combination radio and TV.
Okay, so you sound like you're in some sort of trailer or something.
We are in a trailer park. We're at the NBC trailer park. We're actually at the NBC Experience upstairs, right across from the Garrett's popcorn stand and the Chock Full of Nuts snack bar.
Nice,
good location.
You're a trooper.
Yeah.
You're a trooper,
yeah.
Al.
They spared no expense for this.
I want to address before we get to weather and the feud and all that other stuff. I really want to say, I mean, the sartorial splendor. You have kicked it up this year. I watch the Today Show constantly.
Yes.
And Al, it's summertime. You're rivaling the women on that show. You are always bringing it. You have lapped Lauer as far as the dressing.
Yes.
You're just kicking
it's
ass on that.
It's about time somebody noticed it.
I noticed it, Al.
Thank you.
I noticed the white bucks the first day of summer.
You're
doing it all the time. You wear the seersucker. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you.
Keep doing it.
Thank you.
All right, before the feud, a weather question for you, sir.
Okay.
Is the world coming to an end?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
How unfortunate.
Yeah.
I don't. You've been doing this a long time, and the difference between what you do and the fact that we're all watching weather people on TV, it seems to me that we are having more and more extremes, both here in the United States and internationally. It just seems like we're having all sorts of crazy stuff going on.
Well, there absolutely is climate change. I'm not going to use the phrase global warming.
You don't have to.
But there is climate change, and the only question is what's causing it, but there is no argument. You'd have to be an idiot to look at the data and not see that there is a change going on.
And it's I'll throw the whole debate about global warming because that messes the whole argument up. But it does seem to me that you are having with these with the climate changing a bit, you are getting these extremes as opposed to hey, it's going to be colder all winter or it's going to be warmer all summer. The fact is, what you're dealing with is you're dealing with just extremes in weather, whether it be tornadoes, hurricanes, typhoons, all of that. And my God, look at the Midwest right now. I've never seen anything like that.
Are you still hearing me?
Yeah, yes. I can hear.
Okay.
It sounds seriously like someone is backing a semi up into your seersucker suit.
One of the phones went off. It's all right.
Everything's fine. That's
okay. But
fine.
We got to. There's a big change going on, and we need to address it.
I hope we can. And Al, that is your job. I'm putting that on you. You are
all
responsible
right.
for that.
I'm on it.
Now, you strike me as the pop culture expert on the Today Show. Did you grow up watching The Feud like a lot of us did?
Absolutely did. I mean, Richard Dawson, one of my favorites. And, in your career, there are things you hope that maybe you'd get a chance to do. And hosting Family Feud was one of them.
Cool.
But I just never thought it would happen. It never occurred to me that I would get a shot at it.
Will you be kissing the contestants? I know you've gotten asked this probably 50 times, but, Dawson raised the bar.
Yes,
I think, Ray Combs for a while. I mean,
yes.
Unfortunately, his passing, but
Louis
then we
Anderson.
Had Louis Anderson.
Yep.
Is Louis still with us?
Louis is still with us.
All right. Buzz, you looked at me like you weren't sure.
I thought Louis was no longer with us.
No,
I'm glad to hear he is.
Good. Richard Karn was a great host.
That's
John
right.
O'Hurley, the current host,
yes.
is fabulous.
John O'Hurley.
John O'Hurley, yes.
Sorry.
So you guys got to borrow...
Elaine.
You guys got to borrow the set then. You didn't have to build a set for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, no, we used the same set.
Mm-hmm.
They put a little runway in there. They painted the floor black. They said that looked more prime time.
Yes.
Of course.
But, it's still basically... the same game.
Well, you have the it seems to me there's a trend in these primetime game shows now with the sinister music playing in the background and the bright lights. Will that be happening?
We've got that same theme music.
There, Rob's playing it right now, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, how could you possibly... Yes, there it is. I mean, how do you make that sinister?
See, you can go on a lot of shows, Al, but you come on the Mike O'Mara Show, we're prepared.
We're
here.
Ready.
I like it.
We're
it's
ready
probably
to go.
The best game show theme to feature the banjo. Yeah.
You know what? Exactly. And, it was funny. They came up with a new version,
uh-huh.
and I said, what, are you crazy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you nuts? I said, why would you come up with a new... Well, we want it to be hip. I said, you must be... This is not a hip... show.
It's The Feud.
It's Family Feud,
it
for gosh sake.
I think you're perfect for it. I think you're going to do well. It's Celebrity Family Feud. Was it a tough pull getting the Kardashians? I'm sorry.
No,
I had to ask that question. I'm so cruel.
I know you are, but it's okay. It had to be said.
Kind of my job. You know
but
what
you
I
know,
mean?
We've got some great matchups. I mean, tonight we've got Ice-T
right.
versus Joan Rivers.
That rocks right there.
Right there.
But I will be waiting. I will be waiting to watch this show for one reason. Two words: Team Newton.
Yes.
Team
in
Newton.
Fact, Wayne Newton playing up against Raven Simone.
Yeah.
next week it gets even crazier.
Okay.
Kathy Lee Gifford versus Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah.
Now how much
you would think I was making that up?
No. Nope.
Are they trying to get a little quirky? Well, I mean, this is our society today. These are the celebrities of the day that we're
exactly.
getting here.
Exactly. We got Vinny Pastore versus the girls next door.
Very nice.
We got Monique versus Vivica A. Fox. I mean, these are some crazy matchups. I love this show.
Is there any truth, Al, to the rumor that you will be starting a media war with Regis Philbin?
I love Regis. And I think, okay. Look, I hope that I am doing... a quarter of what Regis is doing when I'm 107.
There it is, the first shot across the mouth. Go ahead, Rob. You have a question for Al.
I do, Al. I got to ask you something about the Today Show.
Yes.
Like everyone else in America, I start my day with it every day, and I feel that Meredith is talking to me. She is beautiful, and I must ask, does she smell nice?
Yes,
wow.
She does.
Oh,
wow. Thank you.
She smells faintly of vanilla. With little overtones of chocolate chip.
Oh, man.
I got to go buy a bus ticket right now.
Al, you're younger. You are smarter than Regis. I'm rooting for you. We love Regis, too.
Oh,
but
believe me, I love Regis. Regis, you know what? I remember seeing a show. Regis had a short-lived daytime show on NBC in the like 10 o'clock in the morning. And I remember watching this going, this guy is terrific. And then they canceled it. And then he surfaced in, at WABC doing a local morning show.
Right.
And I'm just a huge, huge fan of Regis Philbin.
You know, and as far as you on the Today Show, what always makes me laugh whenever I see any other weather guys that are either doing it on another network mm-hmm. or they're subbing for you is, for some reason, your hokey line of that's what's happening in your neck of the woods, it took... It yeah. got established, and I see the other guys, and you know they're thinking about a hook line when they're kicking it to the local feed,
yep.
and it just never seemed. I mean, did you ever think that's what's happening in your neck of the woods would just stick?
No. And you know what? I'll tell you where it came from. It was my grandfather. He used to say that. He goes, "Hey, what's happening in your neck of the woods?"
Right, and it's the simple stuff that works.
And we needed, you know, because the local stations need something every day the same, so they know when to break away for the local forecast. Mm-hmm. So somebody said, "Come up with something," and at the spur of the moment, I just said, "Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods."
If the and we know you got to run because you got a lot of interviews to do, but if the show continues, I will posit this to you, Mr. Roker. You will run out of celebrities. It's going to happen, especially if we're already at Kardashian level. May I offer my services and
Absolutely.
The services of our crew? Because really, if this does persist, you will get to the disc jockey level. It
I
has
know
to
that.
Happen.
I understand it. You know, what's been interesting, we've gotten calls already from people who want to. Snoop Dogg wants to do it.
Sure, right.
Kid Rock. I mean, there have been all these people calling now who want to do the show. I said, well, we don't have any shows yet at this point.
Oh, this is going to be a smash.
Yeah, well, it will be big.
From your mouth to God's ears, I hope so.
I really think so. I mean, you know, the fact is, I think when you're talking about originality coming out of Hollywood, when they're doing, you know, Get Smart, sometimes that gets stale. But as far as the classic game shows, there's a need for that.
Yes.
I think people want that.
Sure.
Obviously, I hate to mention the other network, but Password, well, hell, it's our network, so we can say that. But,
oh, sure.
But I think Feud is Feud is timeless, and it's a great game.
The construction of Family Feud is so perfect.
I think you're going to kick butt, Al.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing, guys, and thank you very much. And Regis's show is terrific. You
it
know?
Is. It is. We love that one.
I mean, you know, he's all kidding aside, Regis is he's a terrific broadcaster.
Right.
You know, and that which is why people have tried, you know, to do the Regis and Kelly, Regis and Kathy Lee thing,
mm-hmm.
and they think it looks easy. And in fact, it's probably one of the hardest shows to do because when you watch that show, they talk for 20 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like what you guys do.
Yeah, it is. You know? It's one. And actually, you know, all of us on this show, we watch that show because it is kind of the barometer for the day because
mm-hmm.
they sit there and they fill 20 minutes. And it's a hell of a lot different on TV when you've got the cameras there than it is on radio. But it is what we do.
Yeah, like for TV, like for example, TV, we have to wear pants. You know?
We don't.
No,
we don't.
Exactly. And we're not.
Well, yeah, I knew that.
Whenever
I knew that.
Now, I know you get down here. Whenever you're down in D.C., come on and sit in with us sometime. We'd love to have you on the show because, you know, you're the man, Al Roker. We love having you on. And I wish you the very best of luck with Family Feud. I hope you have a very long run. And our best to everybody up there. We know you guys have had a rough couple of weeks. And our best to you on the Today Show.
I know you guys in Washington. I was down there. Mm-hmm. And what was so amazing, really, I mean, the funeral was very touching, incredibly moving,
right.
as was the memorial service. But the wake, to me, was just unbelievable in that you saw people from all walks of life, from all across the country, who wanted to say goodbye to Tim Russert.
Right. Yeah, and it's amazing. It
you
really
know, I
is.
Talked to a couple. They had driven from South Dakota.
Mm.
They put their family in a car, and they drove from South Dakota because they wanted to say goodbye. You know, I don't think there's anybody who would have touched as many people as Tim Russert because he was honest. And he, you know, people, you know, could sense his innate sense of fairness and of honesty and of humility, and there will never be anybody like Tim Russert again.
Al, I just wanted to say one thing about it. A lot of people in media, especially on radio talk shows, were taking shots at this after a couple of days,
saying
the coverage on NBC was a little overblown. I just want to tell you what our point of view was on this show. I couldn't get enough of it, and
yeah.
I couldn't get enough of it because it is so rare that you see that today, and I thought it was incredible. I never knew Tim Russert. I never had the chance to meet the man,
yeah.
but the love that you guys showed him on the Today Show and then all of his colleagues, from Tom Brokaw through Mike Barnicle through all those people, I couldn't get enough because it's so rare, and it shows you that you can still live a life like that
and
attain the heights.
And you know what? Here's the thing. Here's what I came away with that kind of sniping. You know, these are people who have no lives, who are cynical,
right.
and have gone past the point of being able to recognize real humanity.
Right.
You know, Tim Russert, this wasn't made up. We weren't manufacturing this.
Exactly.
You know, this was, these were people. People could not get enough of this.
True.
You know, and you could say, yes, we could have cut it off. This was also coming from other, you know, from other, his other colleagues across the aisle. You
right.
know, I think is a measure of a man by how he's recognized by his competitors.
I couldn't agree more.
And for these people who've written and spoken about, oh, it was an orgy of mourning and this and that, you
right.
know, shame on them.
I agree.
Shame
yeah.
on them.
I agree.
You know, that people feel that you can't feel honest emotion, you know, about somebody's passing who obviously touched so many people. It's obvious. It's cynicism and jealousy at its worst.
Absolutely. And cynicism gone wild, actually.
As a nation, it's time we recognized and acknowledged people who are truly good.
And people did. And yeah. that's why people were so touched by Tim's death. You know, and that these people, these nitwits who wrote that stuff and talked about that stuff, don't get it.
I know. They don't. And you know what? And they probably never will.
No, they won't.
But you guys showed us an awful lot.
Yes.
And, Al, we're huge fans. Keep up the great work. And I know the Celebrity Family Feud is going to be a great hit. It's premiering tonight at 8, 7 Central on NBC. Al Roker, you're the
Thanks,
man.
Guys.
Come
yeah.
back anytime.
Come see
Alrighty.
Us.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's wow. That's great. Okay?
Yeah.
You got to do that, Rob. Thank you very much. You know, you don't hear that side of Al Roker very often.
No, and
no,
I'm glad he
you
did
got
that.
Him mad. You got him up on his Al Roker
and we were on the same side. And, you know, I felt the same way he did about that. You know, at a certain point, look, you don't get bigger cynics than
no.
we are in this business. You know, that's hence my comment about the Kardashians. But you know what, man? You do at a certain point. I like the fact that they're still feeling that. And the people that did that, you know, amen to Al when he said that. I
yeah,
agree completely
yeah.
with him. Shame on those people that don't get it. Man, if you don't get it in this day and age, you know, you're not, you know, there's a screw loose somewhere, and
right.
I hope somebody screws it back in mm-hmm. because you're not really with it
I'm
all.
Sorry he got off on that tangent because I meant to tell him to tell Meredith that I smell good, too.
Vanilla and chocolate chip. I believe that's exactly what
I'm
it
hungry.
Was.
Could she be any sexier?
No, that's
that?
Your thing.
No,
I
nice.
Still, you know, yeah. and here is, I'm entering into a different territory now. Who's the it's Natalie Morales.
Well, sure.
With child Natalie Morales. She's filled out a
with
little bit.
With her huge head?
And now, see, I just think she's sexy as hell.
She looks like a Kennedy.
I think she's totally sexy as hell. I think she's sexy.
I like
looks
them
like
all.
Rose Kennedy.
I know you
a
like
young, vibrant, sexy Rose Kennedy.
I think Meredith would probably go for you. I think she would actually like your, you know, your carriage, your oversized
no.
head, your flat top, and she'd throw you down and have your, you know,
I'm
have
losing
her
15
you.
More pounds and I'm calling her. Meredith, it's me.
Oh, my God.
You smell like vanilla.
Well, that's Al Roker. He's a good guy. I like that other side of Al Roker.
Yeah, me too.
I like Al Roker getting a little ramped up, and he should.
Rarely seen.
Watch him tonight, host of Celebrity Family Feud, Team Ice-T versus Team Rivers.
Yeah.
You know, you can just do the regular feud. You don't need these celebrities.
No,
but,
you need Team Newton.
You need Team Newton, and after Team Newton, you know, you're not far away from DJs, ladies and
gentlemen. Name a celebrity made of plastic.
Thanks to Al. That premieres tonight, 8 o'clock, 7 Central on NBC, a competing network. I like saying that like we're really on a network.
Yeah.
What you should say is on another network.
On another network, yes. Well, I didn't say it already. So, well, we've got lots more fun and more thrills coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back with more fun.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.